Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, I got something I want to share with you today. I was in the gym this morning, and trainer Lee Haney's son sent him a text. And he sent him a text this morning of a dude in the gym lifting up huge weights, dumbbells, doing a bench press. Like, just huge dumbbells, stuff I ain't doing. 100 some pounds. I'm not really sure. It was huge. I've never seen dumbbells this big. And the man was pressing them. And Lee's son took a picture of him. And he sent this to his father this morning. His father shared it with me. I want to share it with y'all. Because, man, I can't tell you how it's explained so much of your life. And when he showed the man lifting this excessive weight in the gym, he said, "Wow, Pop, look at this dude right here." And he says, the caption he put under it was, "Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray to be stronger. Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray for you to be stronger." Ain't that cold? See, I was thinking about that as soon as he said it. I said, man, I got to go on the radio. I got to tell everybody what I see now. Don't pray for it to be easier. Pray for you to be stronger. Okay, let me tell you how important that is. Now, I just heard it that way today, and I'm sharing it with you immediately because you know what that has? It's going to help me a lot because oftentimes I've done it indirectly, and then sometimes I've done it all the wrong. Sometimes I've actually prayed for it to be stronger, but I've also prayed sometimes for it to be easier. I have done that and been guilty of it myself. But from now on, after hearing that, I'm changing my prayer because, see, you can't have it both ways. You can't be strong and weak at the same time. You either going to be strong or you're going to be weak. Now, if you keep asking God to make it easier, what you are not asking him for is for you to be able to handle whatever happens. So the next thing that come along that you ain't worked your muscles on to prepare you for, that's going to sink you too. So what I learned by that is sometimes I got to change my prayer too. Now, I do most of the time, but I'm a human being, and sometimes I just want it to go away. But now, what I really need to pray for is the strength all the time to deal with whatever besets me, whatever comes my way. Because to become successful, and we've talked about this how many times, it's hard. So since knowing it's going to be hard, why not ask for the strength to handle that? See, stop praying for weaker moments. Stop praying for it to be easier. Stop asking God to make your way plain and easy. Okay, now what? Now you ain't worked your muscles out to learn how to handle nothing. I was at it this morning. I put a little more weight on it. Lee said, wow, man, you up in here this morning. In order to grow, I got to change. And you can't change if you're going to stay the same. You can't keep picking up the same 40-pound dumbbells and you want some more results. You're going to keep getting it. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. You cannot grow without the change. So when we're talking to God and we asking God to make it easy for us, where the growth at? Where the change at? No, you got to ask God to make you stronger, not to make the situation weaker. I'm changing my prayers, man. I'm going at him now with just make me strong enough to handle whatever happened, whatever come my way. Give me the strength to handle it. And now, whatever I see in front of me that I'm trying to go after that's going to require more, give me the strength to do that too. Help me be a stronger man. Help me be a stronger person. Help me be a stronger woman, a stronger boy, a stronger girl, a stronger student, a stronger boss, a stronger employee, a stronger leader, a stronger follower. Give me that. Give me strength to do that. Stop asking for it to be simple and easy and paved the way. What you want, man? The road to success is always under construction. Always. It ain't ever paved and smooth and easy. Look here, man. Go out there today, try to be successful. See what you're going to run into. Man, it's orange barrels, it's workers, it's detours. It's got craters in the road with no warning signs on it. That's how hard it is to be successful. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't finna smooth out for you. You got to ask God for strength. Be what you're supposed to be. Now, let's look at here. When you make a mistake, and you're going to make them, we all do. We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down, but he didn't stay there. That's all a saint is. All these Christians running their mouth with you about how fired up and saved they are and all this here, got all that. But them people make mistakes all the time. All the time. And see, the moment we as Christian people start telling people the truth about being a Christian, more people can get interested in it. But if you're going to tell everybody this lie that you're over here living this perfect life and everything, and ever since you came to God, your life been smooth and you don't have no, and he done took all your pains away. What? 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 Who are you? Where that life at? You talking about heaven now, ain't you? But I heard you had to die to go there. So what you really talking about? Come on, man. I'm talking to the cat that's in some real pain right now. That's in some real trouble right now. The dude is at the crossroad right now. The dude has been struggling and dealing with it for a long time. I'm talking to the cat that's out there been trying to figure out what's wrong, man. Why I can't seem to get it right. That's who I'm talking to. I'm saying come over here and give God a try. Come over here with your imperfect self, with your imperfect ways, and watch him change some things about you. Watch him give you the strength. See what he did for me. Best way I can do is just tell you what happened to me. See, what it did for me was, it ain't so much. He just took me and took how I was and made me better with it. I'm still an aggressive man. I'm probably not going to ever stop being aggressive. But he took that aggression and he started shaping it. Now, for the first 12 minutes in the morning, be aggressive about me. Be aggressive about the feelings you got towards me, your father, your leader, your God, your savior. Be aggressive, man. Tell people how you made it, Steve. Aggressively. Since you aggressive and you've been aggressive, I made you. Be aggressive with that. Now, since you like to tell it like it is, Steve, then tell the truth of how it really is, how I do for you, what I done for you. Tell everybody you know what I done for you in a plain, simple way so they can feel you. See, he ain't changed me. He just made me better with it. When you get loud, hey, man, every now and then get loud for me. You know, you want to tell some jokes, you real funny? Tell something funny. But let it be so more people can hear. See, that's what he did for me. So for all you cats out there that's scared to come on over here, because you scared it's going to change you, turn you into some little punk, or you got to get sissied up or something like that. And please, before you start emailing me, that's not an anti-gay remark. I'm talking about there's a lot of dudes out there that just don't want to punk up and sissy up because they scared that what it's going to do. Now, you got to come over here and be this little meek lamb led off to slaughter every Sunday. That ain't what it is over here. God looking for men. God looking for real soldiers out here. See, everybody I talk to don't want to hear about Christianity, so I ain't got nothing for them then. How about that? How about that? I'm cool with that. See, every Christian ain't turning the other cheek. I ain't there. You slap me, man. I'm sorry. I ain't there yet. But see, I'm a work in progress. He ain't through with me yet. I might get to the point where I can turn my other cheek. I doubt it. I ain't praying for that one. I'm for real about you, man. I'll be praying for more strength. So when you do slap me, when I come back around, I come back nice, hard. You slap me, you won't slap me twice. I can promise you that. Where am I going with this, Steve? Huh? I'm sorry, y'all. Just remember what I told you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
A wonderful, hey, darling, Carla Pharrell.
Hey, boss, what's happening? How are you?
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
The Fool, King of Pranks.
Rich Uncle.
You had to distinguish between them, King of Pranks and...
yeah. And the newest member of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, which we are still debating if this was a smart move or not. Ladies and gentlemen, my longtime friend, ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, everybody. Yeah. I'll be at the J spot tonight. I'm going to get my plugs in early, just start doing it, because you never know. This
man,
might
stop
end.
Stop being scared, man.
Oh, man, I love it.
Love it.
So today, we got a good day lined up for you today. We're going to have, it's Friday. We're going to have a bunch of crazy stuff for y'all today. We're going to help you laugh a little bit today, folks. You know, you've had a stressful week at work. Some of your coworkers done got on your nerves. Today is dedicated to getting you ready to have a great weekend. We calling this Get Ready Friday. Dedicating everything to get you ready.
Yeah.
This is called Get Ready Friday. Groof. This is groof.
What? I like it.
Groof. G-R-F-F. Get ready for gruff. Friday.
Yeah.
Groof.
All of you guys.
I
love that, though.
Groof.
Groof. I love it.
But fell right in, though.
Yeah, fit, though.
Yes.
It fit. It works.
Groof.
Get ready.
You guys mind.
Get ready.
What did you say, Tom?
That I did something. I didn't do
get oh. Naked Friday.
I like Get Naked Friday, man.
Nah, thank you.
Tommy, I love it.
That's a winner.
How about this, Tommy?
Support.
Get Naked and Fry Fish Friday. I like
it. You can get burned.
You know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing.
Hot grease, everyone.
Get Naked and Fry Fish Friday.
Is that what you had in mind, Steve?
No, not exactly.
You get burned.
Wanted to kind of, let everybody know, we got this new show. We got so many great new elements. So happy to have this new member on. But we're going to have to talk to his ass. What this new member don't understand is what we don't do over here is talk about people.
Didn't you explain this to him before you
if
hired
you
him?
No, I didn't. That's why
we're
doing it
to,
on the
huh?
air.
I just didn't know.
I didn't know what he was doing over there.
Yeah. You just assumed. You know,
nah,
Jay.
I was busy over here making a hit.
Yeah.
I don't really watch what other people do, especially when they lagging in behind me.
Right.
No sense of looking back there.
Because if you look over your shoulder, you slow your stride. Today is Gruff Friday. Get ready for Friday. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, Jay. Reverend Adnoid. Reverend Adnoid. Let's do the call and response and explain that again.
What we're going to do,
What we're doing, we're preaching today.
Okay.
We're preaching today. We're going to be preaching. Huh?
Excuse me. Do you need a respirator,
no, everything's
perhaps?
Fine. Everything's fine.
You sure you're going to make it through this sermon?
Yeah.
Does it sound clogged up to you?
What?
Forget Vicks Vapor Rub and all of that. Dude, we just go straight to the respirator.
None of that works.
The Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
None of that works. None of that works. We were going to be reading a sermon today. We're going to be reading from the book of Gap. We're going to start out from the Gap Band.
The Gap Band
text. We're getting complaints from some of the younger members that the sermons have been a little old, outdated. So what we're going to do is go mix Gap with the book of Rihanna.
Really?
Gap and Rihanna. Okay.
Start out from the book of Gap.
The book of Gap.
And then we'll go into...
Hello?
Hello?
I'm fine.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. We're going to start from the book of Gap. And then we'll go...
I like to hear him when he's sick.
Something wrong? Something...
No, Reverend, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're cutting me off.
Something wrong, Shirley.
I'm cutting you off.
Oh, I wish I had some help today.
Okay, yes, Lord.
Amen, go right there. Anyway, we're going to start from the book.
Go right there. It's
so good. Start from the book of Gap.
Okay.
And then we'll go into... The book of Rihanna.
Okay. All right.
So Shirley will do the call and response.
You need some Vicks all over your face and your
but
chest.
It's not just
does
the
it
breathing.
Sound weird to y'all? Sound
what?
Well, sad it just today. Sounds,
yeah.
Yes, go right
sad.
Ahead.
Oh, okay.
Starting from the book of Gap into the book of Rihanna. Go right ahead. Read it. Read
oops, upside your head. Say oops.
Slow it down, first of all.
That was the...
Yeah,
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, slow it down.
There's nothing wrong with mine.
It's just breathing. Amen.
All right. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Could you read that again? Because those are great words. Did you see what she said there? Oops upside your head. Oops.
Right.
Oops. Ooh, I wish I had some help. You better preach, Reverend Adnoy. Go right ahead.
Is this preaching?
You better preach. Say it again. Read it again.
Say oops upside your head.
She said oops upside your head.
Say oops upside
your head. Say oops upside your head. That's great text right there.
Yes, sir.
That's great text right there. Now, could you switch it up to the book of Rihanna?
Oh, okay.
Go
okay.
up to the book of Rihanna.
And you got me, let go.
You got me, let go.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? Ooh. If I had a crowd in here of some people to preach to, I would be preaching.
Oh, we're right here. You're here.
Oh, my God. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Trust me. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
It may look like I'm not going nowhere, but I'm going somewhere with this. Go right ahead.
Okay.
In fact, read that over again.
And you got me.
And you got me.
Let go.
You got me, let go. She said, you got me, now let go. Meaning you had me, but let go. Meaning to take the word go from you got me. You don't have me no more. Oh, hit the mic like that. Did you hear me hit the mic?
Yeah, we heard.
So how does oop upside the head go with that?
Because I'm reading text for the younger and the older people.
Oh, he's trying to bring
I'm
the...
I'm bringing the church together.
Bridge the gap.
I'm bridging the gap.
I see where you're going.
Read on, Shirley.
The book of Rihanna, sir?
Read from the book of Rihanna, okay. Yes.
And I tried to buy your pretty heart, but the price too high.
I tried to buy your pretty heart,
yes,
but
sir.
The price is too high. Meaning he can't do it.
Amen.
Amen. Go right there.
Amen. No,
amen. Go right there.
No.
Could the church just put an amen right there?
Amen.
Amen. Right there. Amen. Right there. I wish I had some help. Okay. Work with me now. Work with me.
Me too.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
Help.
I'm going somewhere.
Okay, we're.
I'm gonna tie all this up together.
Okay.
I'm gonna tie all this up together. You know, it looks loose right now.
Oh yes.
But I'm gonna tie it all together.
It looks raggedy. It looks raggedy.
It seems all loose and raggedy.
Yeah.
But it's going somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead,
Baby, you got me like
Baby, you got me like
Uh-huh.
Did you swallow your tongue? What was that? Hello?
Hello? Get past the moment.
This is such a powerful text.
It's powerful.
It makes me pause. Baby, you got me like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
No, he swallowed his tongue. I know it. I know it.
He had an epileptic fit.
Yes.
Read on. Okay, pay them no mind.
You love when I fall apart.
You love when I fall apart.
Fall apart.
You love when I fall apart. When I don't have it together, you love that. When I'm not together, you love when I fall apart. And then we go back up to the top again, and you got me, you let me go. And you love when I fall apart.
Oh,
you see what I'm going with this?
You better talk to him, real mad dog.
You see what I'm going with this?
I'm sorry. I'm feeling you now.
All right, can you drop the text down somewhere? Go down and deep into the message. Read down deep into the message.
Okay. Say oops upside your head.
Say oops up back to the older people in the church. Mm-hmm. Oops upside the head.
Now I want all you gappers. And finger snappers.
Uh-huh. And
you toe tappers.
What?
And love
what?
Rappers.
I need to just wrap it up right there.
Wrap it up.
I'm done. Well, I'm out. Yeah. Read it again.
Okay.
Read it again.
Okay, now
as
I want all you gappers and finger snappers.
As we close this thing, read it and close
now
it.
Now I want all you gappers.
Hold on, Cecile. I want you to read it and then close it all up.
Oh, you want me to
read
do
it
that?
And close
She's closing it.
Read it.
Now I want all you gappers and finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love rappers.
That is a powerful message. Enjoy your day.
What?
Enjoy your day. Make something of yourself.
Wait, no.
All right, something funny coming. We just did that. All right, run that prank back with the nephew coming up.
Make something of yourself.
Enjoy your day.
Loser. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for nephew Tommy to run that prank back. It just doesn't end.
The ignorance never stops.
No. Everybody gonna do that. Do your stupid part. You know what I'm saying?
We took it to the next level.
We're taking it to the next level. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes,
Friday.
As you know, last year, someone had weed on the church van.
Oh my God!
Please gather your thoughts, if you would, as we go to the phone call of weed on the church bus. Here
he is. Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut the TV down.
Brother Dan.
Oh, this is...
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule, you drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Oh, well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh, no, not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no No, first now. Where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history. But I don't do stuff like that. And I wasn't smoking no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointed.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. I ain't had no and we ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think the weed belonged to?
Who?
I think the weed belonged to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the heck, man?
Damn, you just got pranked! Oh my God! You just got pranked. What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence.
Oh my God.
Larry. They call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly. Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm gonna hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Yeah, I got me.
Oh, man, go on rest, man. Go on and chill out the rest of the day.
I try, man. I know I ain't gonna smoke no weed.
Whoever had the weed.
Check the older people.
Has not.
You ever think to check the older people?
They look like they might smoke.
I'm just going to assume it's me on the bus. Smoking.
Oh my God.
Old people man. Real quick, man.
He said, my mama goes to church. My grandma goes to church. Only reason why we over there.
Happy Friday, every matter of fact, Gruff. This is Gruff Day. This is Get Ready for Friday, G-R-F-L.
Gruff.
Shirley, what we got?
Dogs and how they can get matched up with their owners.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gruff.
The website How I Met My Dog seeks to match humans with dogs based on things like personality, like lifestyle, and like behavior. Yeah.
Well, who fills out the profile for the dog?
Wait a minute. You say right what? Here. What'd you say?
Who fill out the profile for the dog?
Okay, well, this is how the site works. It's similar to dating sites like Match. And it asks users detailed science-based questions that aims to figure out exactly which dogs an adopter should meet. After a match is made, it is up to the adopter to visit the dog, and either they or the shelter will make the final determination as to whether the match is perfect. Carla, we know you love dogs. Love them.
I do.
What's the name of the site?
It's called How I Met My Dog.
You don't have to be lonely.
So you think the people
this
that got
their
dogs
like,
chained up to a tree, they ain't a good match with the owner?
No. No.
I had a dog named
one point in time.
His name was My Dog. That was his name.
Wait, what?
I named the dog My Dog.
My Dog.
And so when I go out, here, my dog.
Yeah, you're stupid. You're so stupid. You're just so stupid.
Well, what's his name, my dog? That's what I'm asking you, sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Most of our listeners are at work right now, guys. And guess what?
What?
Job interviews are useless. This is according to a new study. Job interviews are useless. We've all gone through job interviews.
I didn't. I didn't interview for this one, though.
No, I didn't interview for this.
I didn't interview.
That was great. I'm with you on that. I didn't interview. He just called me up. I'm like, yeah, in the morning.
Well, it's a good thing because it would have been useless.
I would have never got
the
job.
Yeah, it would have been useless.
Oh, God. No, I wouldn't have got it. Yeah.
What qualifications do you have?
I promise you wouldn't have got it.
I wouldn't have got the job. If I had the interview, no.
According to a new survey and a new study, job interviews are useless, especially if those job interviews are free form, and ours would be free form on this particular job. Researchers found that people have too much confidence in their ability to make accurate judgments from face-to-face conversations. Now, because of this, interviewers ignore other important information, such as the past job performance or of an applicant and other job-related skills the applicant might have. Instead, they allow themselves to be charmed into hiring the wrong person. So, Steve, Junior, Jay, Tommy, tell us about your first, not this job interview, but tell us about your first job interview.
Oh, I had a job one time. This is a true story. I'm going to make up some other stuff later on, but this is it.
But this right here is true.
I had a job. That I was very tiny as a boy, I was small, and I had a job at the car wash in the car sales place, and I would set back the speedometers. You know, so it looked like it was a new car, you know, like it was 3,000 miles. I set it back to like 1,000 miles.
Really?
And I didn't have to interview for that, so I just because I could fit my ass up under the dashboard.
And turn it back.
And then turn it back.
I turned it back, and I was, you know, got so fat I couldn't get up under there, and I lost that job. It didn't last that long.
You got to get somebody else.
Yeah, you got to get somebody else. Your little fat ass can't put it.
Odometer setback.
Oh. I was an odometer setback.
Oh, wow. Steve, I know you have a story.
About interviews?
Yes, I know you do.
I was interviewing one time for this job after I got laid off at Ford.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that good a job. I just needed work, man. I just needed some work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in this interview at an insurance company, but it was a debit insurance company. I ended up working for Commonwealth, but I interviewed for another one, a competitor. And it was just real rank. Debit insurance companies is rank. It's nothing but a ripoff. And I'm sitting there, I'm interviewing. This fat dude is interviewing me. And I got my little suit on. I done pressed it out nice and everything. So he says, so tell me why I should hire you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was told, this was my third interview with this ragged-ass company. And it kind of pissing me off, you know. And I'm young. So he said, so tell me why I should hire. You know, I looked around. I say, I'm about as good. I'm really, sir, to tell you the truth, I'm about as good as anything sitting in here right now.
Okay.
I said, I don't see nobody around here that I think could outsell me or anything. He said, you're just basing that on the way people appear? I said, no, it's just how I feel about myself. He said, so do you think you could outsell me? That's when the interview didn't go good. I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't really see you beating me doing nothing.
Well, why is you my boss?
He said, I think you should leave this interview because there's no way we would hire a person as arrogant as
arrogant.
You. I said, man, you fat bastard.
Oh, wow.
You know, the word fat bastard blows the interview. Right?
Yes. Right? Nobody.
Especially if it's just in your eyes.
Nobody ever see a fat bastard.
Nobody. It's your hired.
Job.
I'm not getting a job. I done came in here 3 times. This ragged ass company.
Oh, Godly.
Okay. Nephew.
I interviewed to be a bouncer at a strip club.
What?
Hey,
what?
Hey,
what?
Hey.
Boy,
hey.
Hey, man, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm not going to sit here. You're going to hire your little high butt.
I needed the money.
You ain't even strong.
I ain't never had a muscle in your chest.
You know, y'all can go to hell.
Both of y'all bigger than you. Your short ass gonna be bouncing. You can't throw nobody out.
But it's strippers bigger than you.
And I got fired.
Strippers with asses bigger than you.
I got fired in 2 days.
You gonna be the bouncer at the strip club?
A stripper whooped my ass, and I lied to you not. I picked up some money off the floor, and I was gonna give it to her. She thought I was taking her money, and I got my butt whooped.
He tell you some male strip club at that. Get off of him, Diamond. Diamond, get off of him.
Yeah, I'm a whoop Junior ass.
This is every day, Jay.
Every day.
I'm a whoop Junior ass.
You walk out of here, you fired. You got body oil all over you.
He just smelling like Victoria's Secret.
I was cold in the interview, though, Jay.
Smelling like peach.
Interview wasn't that hard, Tom. Brother, can you stand? Yeah.
Man,
yeah, I can stand.
Yeah, they say, you been in any fights before? I'm like, yeah, I handle myself. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
That stripper tore your butt up, man.
Day two, man. She thought, oh, well, I went with
$30.
Oh. Whoop my butt. Oh, man.
Junior.
Oh, I never had a job interview. I had laid. My first job, though, was laying pallets of grass for yards. I quit the same day.
Why?
Have you ever laid pallets of yarn?
No, I can't say that I have.
That's
no.
Real work.
Oh, that's
real work.
Back breaking. Oh, my gosh. I let them have it. I was 16. I let them have that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all need to do right now is get close to the radio. Why? Because Eugene is about to come on, baby.
Why is he yelling?
I love the baby at the end.
He's
right here. About to come on. Come on. Come on, everybody. No, I'm not sleeping in bed. Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry. Carla, Shirley, Junior, Tommy, and the one and only, the greatest introducer in the world, J. Anthony Brown.
What's up, Butterfly?
Good morning, Butterfly. Flap on, brother.
Happy Butterfly. Yes.
Oh, my God. Flutter. I'm so excited to be here because I'm opening up a small business at home. Okay?
And
this
really?
Is, yes. This is what I want you to start doing. People, I want you to start listening. Use your home. Okay? Open up your business. Do something. Be very creative. Be an entrepreneur. Okay? I'm opening up in my kitchen my own men's beauty parlor. Okay. So, this is where you come
what?
Over.
Beauty parlor?
It's like a beauty parlor where you can come on and you get me and stuff. You know, like me and you know. So,
why do you have to do that every time you say Ben?
Because men are so aggressive. You know, they say, they want to be hard.
Oh.
Anyway, so, you know, like men have, you know, their feet need to be softened. You know, their hands need to be done.
Like
you know,
a pedicure, manicure.
It's pedicure, manicure, stuff like that. Uh-huh. You know.
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
You're doing people feet.
So you got, and you know, what you got to do is come in there. And you're going to put your feet in a tub of water. We're going to soften up all your cuticles and stuff like that. And
then, you know, what?
Your cuticles. Your cuticles. We're going to soften up all your cuticles. And then, you know, we're going to get you trimmed up in there. But then, what more important, like, I know Junior need this because Junior got eczema. So, this is what you do.
Junior has what?
Yeah, eczema.
How do you know he has eczema?
flexible.
Because he's my friend.
I don't have no eczema. So,
yes, you do. No, yes, you do.
He's got
yes,
sickle cell. Okay?
He got sickle cell and eczema. I tell you that.
I have eczema. How do you know that?
Yeah, eczema. So,
don't listen to him.
Because I ain't never, so you're going to sit here and act like I ain't never popped them black heels on your back. No, hold on, Carla. You're going to sit here and act like I ain't never popped a black head on your back. Sit here and say I ain't done.
You ain't never did it.
I ain't never bought you no Lubriderm. Never. City and tell me I ain't
same.
Bought you no Lubriderm.
This is the same kitchen you gonna be cooking in with all this bump popping.
I'm not gonna be cooking. I'm not gonna cook on the weekends. I'm not gonna cook on the weekends. I'm gonna cover my whole kitchen table, and I lay Junior across that table on his stomach.
Why you gonna lay me across this table? No, you because gotta lay
because we
table,
got to
Jane.
Get to your back because you got eczema.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up next, it's J. Anthony Brown with another murder that
hit. Another murder to hit the song. Well, the one thing about the murders that hits is to take the song that's already out and totally destroy it.
Okay.
That's what the name murder the hits. Alicia Keys' song, We've Got Something in Common. Mm-hmm. A great song.
Yeah.
Very good song. You like it. I love it.
Yeah.
But this song is dedicated to people who have nothing in common
at all,
yet they remain together. Check it out. Sometimes you just get sick of a mother. You used to be my life, but now sometimes I wish that you were dead. Fed up, I don't want to try. If I had a brick, I'd smash you in your head. I hate you, you and I are through. You're not my boo, time for you to move. If you stay my way, I might just wanna kill ya. I know you, you just can't take the truth. We ain't got nothing in common. I'm just being honest with you. We ain't got nothing in common. Hell, I'm being honest with you. It's time for me to set myself free. You bring the hater out in me. I hope you catch an STD. You're such a stupid fool. It's time for me to set myself free. You bring the hater out in me. I hope you catch an STD. You're such a stupid fool. We ain't got nothing in common, and I'm just being honest with you. We ain't got nothing in common. Hell, I'm being honest with you. Does that say it all? Does that say it? They ain't coming. We ain't got nothing.
Don't stop it.
I'm just being honest with you. You bring the hater out in me. I hope you catch an STD.
Yeah, that's the line.
You've been
right
in
there.
A relationship where you ain't have nothing in common with nobody.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what day is it that you realize that?
I think when they walk in the door, when they come back from wherever it is they've been, and they come back and they go, hey, that's it right there. That's what I can't stand about your ass. When you say, hey, how you doing? That gets
when
on my...
When they walk in the house?
Hey, how you doing? See, that's the thing that's making me mad right there.
Yeah. That I spoke to you?
That you spoke. Good morning. What's so good about it?
If you hear.
Yeah. You murdered that one.
How do you get to that point, though?
Oh, we've all
but
been
you know,
there.
Man, when the relationship is ending, everything is wrong. All of
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hate all of them. It. All of it's on your last nerve.
Mm-hmm.
You hate
everything
them.
They do.
The breathing.
Yeah.
I hate. I just the way you breathe.
You don't like her breathing? God.
My girlfriend couldn't stand the way her husband chewed his food.
It's over then.
Yeah,
it's over. It's completely over, right?
She was done. They divorced shortly thereafter.
If you chew one more time.
If you chew something one more time, you get on my last nerve with that shit.
I had a girl told me she didn't like my cologne and never did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was only like dating for like, you know, about 4 or 5 months, something like that.
What kind of cologne you wearing?
Avon, why? Devin by Devin by Avon. Yeah, that was the coldest stuff I ever smelled in my life.
At that time.
At that time. Because you can hands down.
Well, and down I could afford.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Afford. That's a big part
okay,
of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to say.
Because when Lagerfeld hit the scene, what?
Everybody had that?
Oh, no. No, no, no. The coldest stowball
what?
Of all time with Polo. What?
Oh, get out of here. Totally disagree. High karate. Are you kidding me?
You out your mind.
High karate.
Jupe anybody? Jupe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But next, Tommy Prank phone call. Tommy got one. This new one, this Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt?
What is that?
Who is that?
Can't listen.
Hello? Hey, man, let me. I speak to not here. Who's calling? Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello? Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, what you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I done already gave
she
my
got,
slot up
at
the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night, so I went on and took off at the club, and, you know, she done already gave
me. My gal ain't, she ain't had to do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My girl, she goes to school at night on weekends, so, you know, but nah, she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky?
Who the f*** is Squeaky? Wait. Okay,
my girl ain't f***. I'm David.
Right, okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married?
How you married? Know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt. Yeah.
But how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal, she go to school on Saturdays, man. You know, no.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. So you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not the
slot. Is you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Balance? Squeaky ain't finna give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man,
the
I need the rest of
my money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
She ain't finna, you can just count that out. She ain't finna give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's,
I tell you what.
That's for Thunderbolt. But we ain't finna get no cash talking about calling you Squeaky and all this old I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning work on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. Ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing.
Squeaky
I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky. So what, man? Look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his
Thunder,
money.
You better not bring your over here, because you come. Well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm gonna show you Lightning. I ain't know you got some money already. She around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over if you want to and watch what go down. Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going to come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
You're going to bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it takes for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then and sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over and get your money.
I'm going to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150? My is she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You don't like
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150 and Thunderbolt gonna get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky gonna give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this, no way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you, no way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm gonna about nothing. Bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky asked, I told her $300 plus tips. Now, I ain't going to get no tips, but I tell you what, I am going to get my $300, though. I got $150, and I'm going to get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You going to get your buses from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Hey, man, what the I'm listening? I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God, you need to quit. Boy, y'all play too much. That man, y'all had me hot around this. I'm putting on boots and man. I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoop of man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'll be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so, Jay, and this is nothing personal. This has nothing to do with you, this story. I just want you to know that off the top.
I'm good, man. You know, I'm working, so go right ahead.
So the story goes, when you leave a job, mm-hmm. either because if you were fired mm-hmm. or, in your case, because you quit, mm-hmm. There's a good chance you've got some opinions
about
the company and the people you worked with. So,
get it on out.
Let me just ask you this. Have you ever dropped some truth bombs on your way out the door? And if so, any regrets?
I put mine on the internet.
For the world to see?
For the world to see. Oh, the internet has changed, uh-huh. man. Because people can ball up a note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
I never got the note. Oh, but the internet.
Erase a voicemail.
Oh, you can erase a voicemail. I never heard from him. Oh, you heard from me. And you know why I'm mad.
Steve, I know.
Yeah, I know Steve,
you.
Come on.
Well, you know. I'm trying to grow into a more level-headed form of Christianity.
Oh, really? This is news
are
to
you
us.
Now?
This is news.
But if this heifer don't get her, let me go somewhere else. Oh, you know, I done fired off on the way out the door a couple times. Yeah, you know, I don't really care to share it too much. Left a job. Well, you know, not so much cuss as what I did. Okay, this is a true story. I was working at General Electric. Brandon Carly was just born in October.
Uh-huh.
Christmas come and they had layoffs. Now, instead of waiting until we come out of Christmas, they're going to lay us off the Friday before Christmas. And then they gave all of us a turkey. A frozen turkey, a 15, 20-pound turkey.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I took my turkey and threw it through the general manager's window on the driver's side of the car. Yeah.
Excuse me? What?
I took my 20-pound temper and threw it through the window on the driver's side of my general manager's car.
Is he crazy?
Because I don't want your damn turkey. I got way more problems than what I'm going to eat for Christmas now. I can steal another turkey. That ain't no damn problem. I don't have hams and everything. I got a partner.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Buckle up, hold on tight. Strawberry letter 23.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject, sane daughter with an insane mother. Hey, everybody. I am having the most crazy time in my life. My mother, who I love dearly, believes that everyone in the household is putting root on her. Me personally, I don't believe in the crap, and I for darn sure will not waste my hard-earned money on such hocus pocus. My mother has diabetes and evidently a slight case of dementia. Most of this is coming from her side of the family because they go to root workers to get spells taken off them or to cast some of their own. My father, my sister, who recently had an ICD defibrillator implanted, myself and
see, you can't read ignorant. Yo, you want me to do it?
Wait, myself.
Listen, let me do it for you.
I don't get it.
They go to root workers to get spells taken off them or to cast some of their own. My father, my sister, who recently had an ICD defibrillator put in their chest, myself and I, me, is getting stressed out. See, that's how you got to read
that.
Oh,
she meant myself and I.
Yeah.
Okay, getting stressed out.
See, she don't know how to read ignorant people. I'm ignorant. I already know where she at.
Matter of fact,
you have to let me handle this whole
because,
damn
Well, life. Let me finish the letter at
okay.
least.
Okay, all right, go
are,
ahead.
Are getting stressed out because my mom is always accusing of harming her, such as making her sick, taking her hair out, making her look like a man, and so much other bull. I tell her that she needs to go to church and pray to God. Then she says that it was God that told her that we were putting the fix on her. I can't take it anymore. What should I do? Sincerely, sane daughter with an insane mother. I don't know anything about roots. I've heard about it. I don't know what it means. Anything. You know, your mom clearly needs to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Come
seriously.
On.
Go ahead, Steve. I mean, clearly she needs help.
Go ahead, Shirley.
With all due respect, though.
Yeah.
She needs to go to the doctor. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve. I don't have anything.
Cool. I do. See, you said something in the letter with all due respect.
Yeah, because it's her mom.
What is we interjecting respect in this letter for when it ain't none in the letter at all? So I don't feel like this. Look, if you can call your mama a root worker, then please let me go on through the letter and discuss your mama freely. This is really what it is. Your mama crazy and a whole family crazy going to root workers. All right, you having the craziest time of your life because your mother, who you love dearly, believe that everybody in the house is putting root on her. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's some ignorant Mississippi, Louisiana mess that people down south think that somebody can put a spell on you. Roots, that could be voodoo. You can go visit Voodoo Princess up on Route 1. You can go down there. You can do anything. But here's the bottom line. Like the lady said, it's a bunch of hocus pocus. My mother has diabetes. Here we go. Your mama crazy and a whole family crazy going to root workers. First, let's kick it in with your mama sick. Yeah. Throw in your mama ain't taking her insulin. Throw in your mama done missed a couple shots. Taking in the fact that your mama eating pie and cake on a regular basis. All right? Most of this is coming from her side of the family because they go to root workers. Okay. Your mama crazy and a whole family crazy going to root workers. That means they go to people with animal items around their neck.
What, like chicken feet and stuff?
This is the very, this is elementary root working you talking about. See, chicken feet is elementary.
Oh, is it? It's a higher level.
You got to have
that?
Like a hang like a piece of goose liver on your neck to get into the higher elevations of root working.
Wow.
You got to find a duck bill platypus. You know what that is?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
an animal.
Yeah,
the, yeah, you got to get the foot of a duck bill platypus to really be into elevated forms of root. You just got a chicken foot. Anybody can get a chicken foot. Hell, you might well show up with a rabbit foot.
Okay.
You got to get deep. You got to get like a chicken or a duck head around your neck.
Okay.
This is how ignorant this letter is. What you want to do is like you don't care like a tip of a black cat tail on your neck or something like that. I'm telling you stuff that if look. My father, my sister, who recently had an ICD defibrillator implant. You know what defibrillator is? That's when like your heart go out and they put them two things on you. Something they say, clear. How you do? Now I don't know how you done packed that whole thing in your chest. But obviously, your family is fatter than the average family.
Yes.
Now, you got all these fat people that's got these two things in their chest. Clear. Choo-choo. Already, we dealing with something excess crazy. My answer don't have to make sense because the damn letter don't make no
doesn't.
Sense.
Because it doesn't.
Okay, now, she got a defibrillator, a whole defibrillator. They carried him in ambulances. They done had this put in her fat ass chest.
Her chest?
That's what's really wrong. Overweight, fat, root-working family got a defibrillator, which really I think it ain't a defibrillator in her fat behind. I think it's a refrigerator. That's what's really in your fat family chest, a refrigerator. That ain't no damn
fat?
Defibrillator. How you get that in your chest? A whole defibrillator? In your chest.
I don't even know what it is.
I think she's misspelling it here just like she wrote all these bad words in here. This is a refrigerator in your fat mama chest. Then you said, accusing her of harming her such as making her sick. Your mama already got diabetes. It's that. Taking her hair out. Listen to me. You know your hair thinning when you get diabetes. Making her look like a man. I underline that. Can't nobody make your mama look like a man.
See,
you know your mama
mom.
Look crazy. I don't care. You wrote this letter. You know good and well your mama look crazy. My mama has never a day looked like a man. She been sick. My mama been down and out. I buried my mama. At no point did my mama look like a man. Look, you sitting up in here trying to, you got, your mama is actually Mighty Joe Young. And you are trying to get her sick behind away from woodworkers. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's some ignorant Mississippi, Louisiana mess that people down south think that somebody can put a spell on you. Roots, that could be voodoo. You need to get your mama a mirror. Because at no point should your mama walk in the room and look like a damn man. We need to stop this right here. Then you say, and so much other bull. I tell her she need to go to church and pray to God. She do. But you need to go down there too.
With her.
Because the next time your mama walk in the room and look like a man, I want you to just holler. At the mama look like a man!
Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 after the hour. You do not want to miss it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
But come on, Steve. Yeah, come on, Steve, with your response. Part two, let's have it to the letter right now.
Come on. It's going to be different in
here.
What's in the refrigerator? What's in the refrigerator?
Please tell us. Back to the letter, sane daughter with insane
in the
mother.
Refrigerator that's in the crazy people. Let me see. My father and my sister, both of them had ICD defibrillators implanted, which is a misprint. It actually refrigerators in these fat people. And what they done put in them is all of the stuff that the lady need to work roots on each other.
Okay.
Like it's chicken feet, duck heads, cat tails, you know, bird beaks,
right.
Lizard paws,
monkey teeth.
Monkey teeth?
I'm done.
Armadillo shell. Some hot sauce. You know, just in case you get hungry. You know, you get caught out there hungry. You know, they got everything in there. Ham.
It's like everybody, all black people got ham in the refrigerator and a small jar of empty mayonnaise.
Right, right.
All that's in there, some soy milk, but it's soy milk now. It was regular milk, but it done been in there so long, it's now soy milk. Some baking soda so it don't stink. Now, let's get to the part.
Monkey teeth.
What you do with the monkey teeth?
My mama look like a man. Who mama look like a man? When did your mama walked in the room and you thought it was Joe Frazier?
Oh, God.
When the last time your mama came in and you went, Flavor Flav? You know how, what man do your mama look like?
Oh, God. Wow.
Mama, I be damn Wesley Snipes. Your mama look like Wesley Snipes. I'm sitting up here trying to, what you do? Is your mama RuPaul? We need to get that. When you walk in the room and your mama look like Biz Markie, what you need to do is get back to this root worker and talk to them about a new root.
Okay.
Your mama cannot be it? Walking around looking like a man. Now, she in there on men's night at the church. And don't nobody know it.
Looking like Ben Markie.
Brother, you want to stand up and introduce yourself? I'm Sister Kramer.
You say we
yeah, really you are. Sir, introduce yourself. And brother, listen to me, sir. If you're going to come to men's night, you can't wear no dress.
Stupid.
Oh, baby.
That ain't no men's night. That's my mama.
Okay, Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley, okay? Switching gears now, this is for you guys. According to Maxim Magazine, why do you want to sleep around even if you're happy in your relationship, okay? Turns out we're all naturally a little slutty, okay? That's what it says. As much as you want to pretend that you're the most loyal, you're the most...
The slut inside of all of us.
Yes. Forget what's on the outside. Inside.
Oh, she looks safe, but it's some slut up in there.
Excuse me, I got choked.
That's a slut coming out.
I know. Get all choked up. As much as you want to pretend that you're the most loyal, dedicated, faithful, and monogamous creature on the planet, you're still a human being, guys. Mm. There's a study that involves sexual stimuli. Boring sex leads a person to seek out more exciting sex. In a nutshell, what they're saying is if you want to keep it faithful, then you've got to keep it interesting and exciting in the bedroom. So, Steve, here's a question for you. What do you do? And we may already know the answer to this one, but we're going to ask you anyway. What do you do to spice things up and keep things from getting stale?
Monkeys.
I knew it.
What is monkey?
Come on now. That's his
monkeys.
Go-to sexual trick.
Now, monkeys, you can train a monkey to work the video camera.
Because they're trainable.
Monkeys, some of them just be in cages, just hollering. You know. You know, it just adds more dimension. You know, they don't touch you. You know, some of them know how to stay up on the chandelier, swing. You know, movement, had
swing
a light
and hold the camera at one time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're athletic. Okay, man. Jay, what about you?
Huh?
What about you?
Huh?
Same question. What do you do to spice things up?
Oh, I just get married again.
Does it every time?
It's so easy. This ain't working out.
Junior, the young one on the show.
What?
What do you do to spice things up?
If I'm in there, I'm already spiced up because that don't happen for me. You want me? You want me to take my shirt off?
Just saying you want me is spicy
enough. All right.
For real?
All right.
Come on.
Caution.
Yeah.
Caution. Nephew, what you got? How do you spice things up?
I do stuff. My stuff is interesting. Like, 2 weeks ago, I came in the room with just my whole body covered in mustard. Because my baby likes mustard. And I just came in with just all mustard.
Just spicy mustard.
Say, I got your hot dog and your mustard. You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect, but mustard in your ass has got to hurt.
No!
It has got to. I've never done it, but mustard in your raw behind has not got to be pretty at all. It's like, hurry up and get this mustard, girl.
Don't judge him, Jay, though.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm with Jay.
Don't judge my mustard.
And you stink.
Yeah. All that
friction. And you stink. All that damn mustard, you stink.
Smell like Renita.
That's all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, time for something funny, and I'm laughing because you guys are comedians and you're always talking and coming up with new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try this comedy roulette today.
Comedy
now, what
roulette.
Is this, Jay?
I'm scared.
Comedy roulette has to do with you guys. When I say you guys, the ladies are going to give us subjects. We're going to take five subjects, five or four. We're going to put them on. See my big roulette wheel I brought in here?
I see. It's nice.
We're going to put four or five subjects on the wheel. We're going to spin the wheel.
Okay.
Whatever subject it stops on, everybody will take a minute. I'll do a minute. Tommy will do a minute. Junior will do a minute. And, you know, test our comedy skills to see how quick we can come up with jokes just off the top of our head.
Okay. All right. I have some subjects for you.
Okay. Here we go.
I have some subjects for you.
I want to see what you got.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. How about this? People who don't have cable.
Okay. That's a good
one.
Yeah. Woo! That's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay. Okay. What is that thing on your lip?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
What is that?
That's another subject.
That's a subject. That's a subject. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Loose weave hair.
That's a good subject.
Love that.
Loose weave hair.
Pat that two times. Pat that.
Okay. All right. This is for the ladies. Men who have it going on, but are with an ugly white woman.
Okay. All right.
I hope Jay do that whole 2 minutes.
Yeah, that whole subject. I'm not getting that. Jay, you slipped white in there on me. Okay.
Always.
All right, and how about this one? You guys love cars. How about raggedy cars?
Okay, all right. So those are the subjects.
Yeah, those are the subjects.
All right, now you're going to spin the wheel.
All right, let's get the board up to spin the wheel. Ted, spin the wheel for us, please. Here we go.
That's right, honey. Come on, white woman.
Wait, it's gonna stop.
Wait, the wheel's gonna run a long time.
It's a long wheel. Come on.
It ain't the five thing.
Oh, okay,
on
it. There it is.
Okay.
There we go.
Bounced out.
Oh, look, it stopped on raggedy cars.
Okay,
I'll go first.
I remember this one time I had a car. It was so raggedy, man. Mm-hmm. And you guys can attest to this. The car's so raggedy, when you go to the club, you have to wait till the show is over till you walk out to your car. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. You have to get anybody to see you. I didn't want that.
I had a brown and black Pinto, and it got repossessed. Uh-huh. Now, here's the bad part. Not only did it get repossessed, I would be on the bus, and I have to pass the repo place every day and see my bus. Right? I mean, see my car, right?
Yeah.
I had one of those cars that had, when you drive, you could see the hole in the bottom. It had the hole in the bottom. Oh, so you drive, you can see the highway.
Uh-huh.
I used to keep extra coats in the back.
Yeah.
So if somebody rode with me, I'd have an air conditioner or a heater. Man, put on one of them jackets because it's going to be cold up in here.
All right. Okay. Not bad, Jay. That was pretty good. Come on, Tommy. Let's go. What you got? Raggedy
cars.
Right,
we had a car that was so raggedy, it can only make left turns.
Really?
It can only make left turns. That way, so when you come out, you got to know precisely which left you was going to make in order to get where you was going.
Uh-huh.
You make the wrong left, we would miss class going to college. You had to know exactly which way you was going.
Uh-huh.
But this was just straight left. Could not make a right for nothing. And when took it to the mechanic shop, he said, I just don't know what's wrong. I can't get it to make rights. So we had to now try to figure out, can we get our GPS to understand that we can't go right? And then the GPS be hollering at you, I am rerouting. Only left turn.
Good stuff, Tommy.
What you got, Junior?
Come on, Junior.
Listen, I'll tell you like this. My grandfather had the raggedest car, which made it hard for us to spend quality time together, right? So, one thing about people with raggedy cars is that they don't know their car is ragged. They have no clue that their car is ragged. Because every time I say your grandfather outside, it's like he had instructions for me to ride with him. Like lift and pull. Lift and pull. What's wrong with you, boy? I said lift and pull. No, Papa, a regular door just opens. You should have to lift and pull. And it was so crazy. My mama wouldn't even ride with him. But the tricked out part about it is he didn't take his car. They never take their cars to service departments, right? No, when Papa's car break down, we have to roll on our day together. We have to roll into Larry's yard. Larry's yard is where the car go. Where you, as soon as you pull in the yard, you see 5 to 7 other non-working cars. How in the world did you go get the car fixed? This car is raggedy. That's it.
Let me tell you something. You know a car raggedy when you finna get in a car with your boy. You ain't never been in this car before. You look inside and don't even see a place for a key at all. He popped the hood, get up on the hood and stand up in there. He got a lawnmower starter. You just pull it a couple times and get that thing fired up.
I can top that, Tommy. My daddy had a car that when you would sit in the car, he was the only one that didn't smell gas, right? Everybody else sitting in the car,
they don't smell.
We could smell it, right? And he had the nerve to smoke sitting in the car, right?
Wow. They don't never smell.
They were in a time bomb.
Oh my goodness.
You know you in a raggedy car when did your grandmama have the air conditioner that hung out the window?
Yes, at the house window unit.
Oh, I thought you meant in the car.
When you got a window unit in the car,
I have seen that.
Take to the back window.
Yeah,
because the front air conditioner don't work. But he done rigged that up through the wiring system.
Yeah, it's raggedy. That's pretty raggedy.
But you put that thing on cold. That thing pretty cold.
It's nice.
Yes, it's nice.
Oh man, comfortable.
Hey, tell you something, man. This is no lie, man. I had a party, man. Car raggedy, no air condition, right? Hate to see a yellow light coming in Texas. Because that means you got to sit at that light for 2.5 minutes. He get out and run around the car. I said, man, what did you do? He said, I got to get some air first before we take off. He couldn't sit at that light, dog, more than 2.5 minutes, man. That car ragged. He mounted, no lie. He mounted a paper towel rack in the car. When you see a paper towel rack sitting right up under the rearview mirror, you're going to be sweating,
nice.
Dog. You're going to be sweating.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pole nice. I like that.
Oh, man.
I've been there.
I had a car one time that was so raggedy, I got my kids. We're driving from Atlanta to Columbia, South Carolina, which is about a 3-4 hour drive, right? The car overheats. I look over in the field. These little rascals is in the cornfield playing while my car is overheating. And if y'all don't get y'all back in this car.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey! Hey! Bob do lab! Bob lab blam!
What's she doing?
My Lord. Hey, my Lord. Just had a little Richard flashback just then.
We heard.
Yes, ma'am. Mmm. Little Richard performed at our church one time. Turned it out. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Little Richard was a Christian before he was a heathen.
You just don't say it.
Well, good mornings, everyone.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Beautiful. Hey, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Oh, I see you trying to work on your little bass in your voice.
Yes, ma'am.
You hear?
Trying to pick it up. That's good, Junior. Yes, that is real good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Sister Odell.
Lord have mercy. Still got a ways to go, you know. Don't want you to think because I'm complimenting you need to stop bassing it up.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Jay Anthony.
Good morning, Sister Odell. How you doing today?
Beautiful. Where's that boy you's always talking about, the one with the fat head? Big old head. What's it named after the white man in the wheelchair? The governor of Alabama. Segregation now, what is the black version?
Oh,
what
George Wallace? You mean George Wallace?
Ah, yes, that's him. Oh.
Yeah.
The fat head boy.
I don't know where he is today.
I have no idea where he is. But it's huge. He must have been a little water-headed boy.
Yeah, he was.
Well, hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. How are you?
Beautiful, beautiful. How's married life?
Well, you ask me this every time you come on, and I have the same response.
I'm just trying to see if he's still with you.
Yes, ma'am, and I have the same response for you. Married life is wonderful. Thank you.
Well, that's good. If you ever have another response, I want to be here for you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so happy that you're thinking of me. Uh-huh.
Well, so what y'all been talking about? What's going on in the world today?
We're talking about breakups. You know, have you ever experienced breakups and stuff there?
No. I don't know. Most of my husbands have passed, or I just left.
They died.
That ain't a real breakup when they die.
No, not when they die. No, ma'am.
Four of them died from heart failure. Four of them died from just a stroke.
Oh. And you had 11 altogether, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the other three?
Yeah, what happened to them?
They still living.
Oh, you do?
Old bastards is hard to kill off.
Did you kill
them? They just hangs around, Lord have mercy. Two of them needs to just go on and push their chips up to the window. Because he ain't looking it good. Cleafus don't look good no more at all. I can't believe I ever married him.
Aww.
Why?
I saw him at the casino. He came up on a bus tour, and he was at the casino. He in a wheelchair, and then he got to get out of the wheelchair and stand on a walker to put his quarters up to turn him in.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that's just too much. You can't walk, you can't stand, you can't go nowhere. Look at it. I sashayed right up there in front of him so he could see this good thing was gone. Pushed my chips right up to the window and walked right off. Never did even look at him. I know it was him.
You didn't even speak?
That's what I'm speaking for. Your ex-husband. Ex for a reason.
So you left him?
Yeah, I just ain't no man leaving me.
Oh,
I left him because it wasn't no good. Now he was in bad shape. The Lord put something on him.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Either the Lord or that voodoo I tried.
Voodoo?
I don't really care for voodoo, but my sister went to New Orleans one time and came back with a chicken foot, and Lord, next thing I know, his whole left side has shut down.
So it worked.
And then, Sister Odell, you know what? I hate to... this is the hardest for me, I think, when I'm talking with you to just bring you some bad news or some unpleasant news.
It don't seem to bother you that much, though.
No,
You're the only one always bringing it.
Well, I'm the one that talks to you mostly about, you know, news headlines and things. But
you can't wait to tell me. What is it, Shirley?
No, do you remember Batman, the show Batman?
Batman.
Yes, ma'am. Batman. It starred Adam West, of course, as Batman. Well, yes, ma'am, he passed away this week.
Adam West passed?
Yes, ma'am, Adam West, yes.
Oh, wait, let me get you. Adam West, the man that played Batman?
Yes, ma'am.
Not Robin.
No,
not Robin. Yes, ma'am,
Batman. A-D-A-M, Adam West.
Yes, ma'am. He died on Saturday. He was 88.
Shirley, is you sure that is Adam that's gone?
Yes, ma'am. Batman, the man who played Batman. Yes.
Whew, okay, good. Jesus, I thought you meant Alfred. Lord Jesus.
Alfred, Batman's
Alfred
assistant?
Alfred the butler? That's who I was kicking it with.
I was kicking it with
Alfred the butler. Been down there in that bat cave just giving that cave all it wanted. It was getting real batty down there in that cave. Yeah, I used to hum the theme song when I was putting it on Alfred, too. Batman. I just put it on him and sang Batman the whole time. And he be down there going, whop, bam, boo, whoosh, swing.
about.
Oh, man.
I've learned so much about you on this show.
I thought you meant Alfred the Butler was going. You could add him. I didn't really care for Adam. Whatever.
Oh, man. Well,
I miss him and everything. I like Batman. I like the sound effects.
Adam West. Yes,
ma'am. Yeah.
Cheryl wanted to get my hands on that little boy wonder, though. I'd have showed his little punk ass on.
All right.
And I tell you one thing, that boy Cheryl would have been wonder.
Yeah. Can't believe her. Yeah. All right, Carla's reality update coming up next. Thank you, Sister Odell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, hang on. I know you're terrified of snakes, and this is a snake story, okay?
Oh, no, I'm out.
Florida wildlife officials are encouraging residents to help them take care of a little problem. All you need to do is grab a wild python. The state has been trying to get rid of the invasive snakes, but all attempts so far have failed. They've hired more trappers, trained people how to catch them, and even brought in tribesmen from India, you know, snake charmers, I guess, but the snakes are still slithering all over the place. So now the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched the Python Pickup Program, Carla.
Please.
Now, under the program, anyone who successfully catches a python can win a prize. I love that.
A prize.
What's the prize?
Okay, I'm getting to that. All you need to do is submit a photo of the snake, submit a picture of the snake that you caught, and the commission will send you a python pickup t-shirt. Oh, ta-da!
Let them snakes run free then.
Amateur snake wranglers will also be entered to win other prizes like GoPro cameras, storage trunks, backpacks, and a $100 gas card. Okay?
So you're going to mess around and run the risk of getting your ass choked half to death trying to get a damn $100 gift card. One of them pythons lock around your ass and start tightening. Your eyes bugging out your head with your t-shirt on.
I picked up a python.
And then it picked me up.
Look what I got.
Yeah, you get a t-shirt right off the bat. You qualify for the other
thing. Your ass to death. Get out of here, man.
Golly. Pick up a pipe.
Needless to say, the announcement of the program isn't sitting well with professional snake hunters who believe it's too dangerous to send amateurs to capture pythons. Okay?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Are you guys afraid of anything?
I kill a snake every week.
I'm afraid of everything down at the zoo. Black people.
I'm afraid of everything at the zoo.
You need to tell me what I'm afraid of. What they locking up?
Anything locked up, I'm scared.
They're locked up for a reason.
It's locked up.
I'm almost scared. I don't know.
What? Because you're not afraid of
a lot of
things.
You're not afraid of snakes?
Oh, no. Ooh.
He got a lot of snakes on his
property. Let me tell you something.
I'm scared of being... What? I'm scared of being held at gunpoint. That's the thing.
A hostage?
That makes me pee on myself frequently.
Man.
If I think I'm about to be held at gunpoint, I'll start peeing. Yeah.
That is not a good feeling. I can tell you about that another time.
Been there, done that, huh?
That's not a good feeling.
What?
Second wife or third wife?
Was a couple of them.
We're learning so much about you, Jay.
Just looking at me, you wouldn't think I'm the type of person that would make you pull a pistol out on me.
No. You're so easygoing. You make us laugh.
Let that second wife come in here.
Jay, be off the radio.
I ought to shoot your ass. Don't do that.
You gotta talk your life back.
Shoot me?
Please don't do that.
I ought to shoot you.
So you didn't have to negotiate?
You gotta negotiate your
I ought to
life.
Just shoot your ass. Please. You know, in your low voice, please don't do that. Please don't shoot me.
But we're talking about snakes.
Yeah, but we're talking about shooting.
I know.
I've been there.
I've never heard you say that you were afraid of anything, though, Steve.
Oh, he's scared of being broke, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, being poor, I know that. Hey, he's been there, done that. Yeah. He likes rich better.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we bet. Shirley, what you got?
All right, this is a story about the biggest lie told on social media. saying that everything you put on social media is real, right? No, a lot of people lie. Here's some of the craziest lies they've told on social media. They make up fake boyfriends, give him his own fake Facebook account so he could comment and post on her wow. page. I mean, that's taking it to the extreme. Snapchatting a photo of the sky and saying off for a jog really took the photo from inside the house. Not going for a jog at all. Changing relationship status to engage to get a guy's attention. You know, lying about having, yeah, I mean, they're big lies. Lying about having big plans for the day or the weekend. And then lying about traveling the world and even stealing pictures.
Now, I've done that.
Of places to make it look
not
real.
Not stealing pictures, but it's like Christmas and Easter. If somebody sends me a really good Easter greeting, I will copy that and send it to somebody else. Because mine is not as good.
Hell yeah. You know those things you open, say Merry Christmas and stuff? I don't even know where that stuff is. So when you get it from me, I took it from somebody.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm not the only one.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Especially when you get a text. Yeah, stuff like that.
I've done that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Greetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, really good. What about the making up a fake girlfriend or wife?
No, that's something I would never do.
You'd never
make up a wife.
Hell no. Hell no.
Make up a wife?
No way.
Hell, what's that for?
Why would... Steve, let me have that. Let me have that, all right?
All right, I'm sorry.
Steve, I got
ahead of myself, my bad. Had a flashback.
I am ignorant, but I'm here to help you, okay? he got all up in that.
He forgets sometimes.
The hell you do that for?
Hey, he forgets sometimes. He
hey, Shirley, did he say anything about lying about your car, like a Rolls Royce or something like that in the street?
No.
I know your ass didn't.
You've done that, Junior?
Here we go.
What?
You've taken a picture of Steve's car.
Not Steve's.
Whose?
Who? I know you did ask whose, Shirley.
Yeah. Well, who else got one?
Yeah, Tommy.
Didn't say anything about lying about Rolls Royce.
Jay got one.
A Rolls Royce?
Jay got one.
Jay had a Rolls Royce.
Why'd you get rid of yours?
Well, see, if I tell you the truth, what people believe is the finance company came and got it. So
that was repossessed?
It was not repossessed, but see, that's what they think.
Okay.
That's what they think. The problem was I live in L.A., and the places I would go were not Rolls Royce worthy, okay?
I mean, that's taking it to the extreme.
I would never, I'd go to 7-Eleven.
J-Spot.
Church down the street, swap meet.
It just car wash.
In and out.
You don't need a Rolls Royce. You just don't.
Want to shoot hoops down at Venice Beach?
You don't need one. It looks nice, but you don't need a Rolls. You gotta have a Rolls Royce environment.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
It's not it. Yeah. So I got rid of it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
BER.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, y'all, we back. We got time for just one more thing. Some of these
Steve
postings, man. I think one of the biggest ones I seen was right here on this show. One of the biggest lies I've seen. Every time, and I'm just going to put him out there, because every time dude put his car on the internet, it break down. You know, you keep putting all these broke cars on the internet like they new, and you just show the front of them. Why don't you open up the hood and show these engines, man? You having more trouble out your car. Your car done broke down more times in 3 years than all my cars have total.
Who are you talking about, Tommy?
Who could he be talking about, Jay?
It's called Breakdown.
Let me clear this up. Maserati, okay, Rolls Royce that don't run.
It runs. I didn't take the time to learn how to drive it. There was a lot of buttons on there I was pushing that I shouldn't have been pushing. I didn't know what I was doing, okay?
Boy, stop.
I'm learning my vehicle now.
You talk about nobody helping your ass. Be broke down on the highway with a Rolls Royce. Oh, my God. They lean out the window. Yeah. That's good for your ass. That's what you get.
That was Tommy right there.
Ain't no love.
Some freeway hate.
Ain't no love for a broke down Rolls Royce, man. No.
That was Tommy problem right there, Jay.
Oh, it don't work.
Oh, it don't work.
All that money. Should have bought a Ford.
Yeah, that is not a good feeling, man. I'm telling you, I ran out of gas in my Rolls Royce. It was not a pretty day, man. It was not a pretty day. I sat in the trunk because I didn't want anybody to see me.
They know you.
Yeah. That Janet Brown, you'll never get that. I'm in Trump.
Jay, you said you was going to places that wasn't Rolls Royce.
Man, I'm going to places that weren't Rolls Royce.
You got to have that lifestyle. Wow.
You got to have that life. I wasn't about that life.
Where were when you life. Made the decision, I'm getting rid of this car?
I think when I ran out of gas on Crenshaw, right? I ran out of gas on Crenshaw. And there's no, I mean, Crenshaw's a nice place,
yeah,
but a broke down Rolls Royce, and people like, I mean, I got in the trunk. I just sat in the trunk, and when the people came with the gas, I'm in the trunk. Let me in the trunk. I need gas. I'm in the trunk. I'm in the trunk, fool.
So right there, you
right
like,
there, it's something to take this car back.
So what'd you end up getting?
A Pinto.
Dependable.
An orange one.
An orange Pinto.
No, but Tommy ain't like that though. Tommy
no.
got
no,
all
not,
his
cars.
Now, nah, hell no, Tommy. Got, Tommy got all his cars. This, but he lined them up like he got some.
A fleet.
Yeah, he take pictures in front of his cars like he Mayweather.
This is my Ford Flex here.
Yeah.
This is my Ford F-150.
Yeah. Tommy lined his cars up like he Mayweather.
That's funny.
But he looked like they used car lot all right down the street.
I will say this. I have lied and took a picture in front of Uncle Steve's car and put that on the internet. I have done that. I'm
You've
not gonna
that.
Lie. I did it.
And what did the caption say?
Oh, I was between the Maybach and a Rolls. I was right between both of them. And I just sent it out like, yeah, the nephew coming up. You know. So I kind of feel like I really wasn't lying.
You was lying.
You was lying when you said coming up.
I didn't say they were my cars. I just said the nephew coming up. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did Steve see it? Did he see the post?
No, he wasn't even doing the internet. You know, he don't do
that. Oh.
He wasn't seeing it. I got pictures all in. Well, I mean, his house. And like, I'm acting like it's my house. I got all that.
Yeah, I know
you know
did
Tommy
that,
would
but ain't nobody
parties.
Believe you, so it was cool.
Tommy would throw parties when Steve left town.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He punched me one day, Jay. Punched me dead in my chest, man.
Don't you ever have a party.
Said, are we finna have a fight at this age? Are we doing it?
Wow.
What time where have you drove in your Rolls Royce? Day.
Some
why you get quiet, huh?
He got real quiet.
Some places that ain't supposed to be quiet.
You've been some places you ain't supposed to be, huh?
Like Jay.
You gotta have a Rolls Royce life to have a Rolls Royce.
Oh my God, he hitting it right on the nail. It's like, I don't think I'm supposed to be in this car right now.
Like you don't drive through the McDonald's.
I have
rolled through Popeyes, though. I got some chicken.
What y'all got on this? Here's what you got on this.
Tell them, school.
That can't
come on,
be
expert.
Your main car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's got to be a special car.
Tommy, yeah.
What is your main car, huh?
I'm selling. Mine got sold yesterday.
What car?
He's making room. That's what that means.
I sold the cars yesterday.
You could have gave me the car, and I wouldn't have had to buy this one.
See
what
right
car
there?
You talking about?
See,
See, sold, gave.
See, one of them words don't go together.
One of them sound real poor. Gave is harsh. Gave.
So Jay's all at the cleaners picking up his cleaning. Picking up cleaning. And the rolls.
I like to have some fried rice. You know, the fried rice window. Yes. Hey, that's a nice car you got. Thank you so
and
much.
Jay.
You ain't supposed to hang them clothes in that.
Listen, y'all have a great weekend, man. We got to get out of here. The Steve Harvey Morning Show continues. Yeah.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. Please go. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.